appreciate that very generous introduction. Good afternoon, everybody, and it's my pleasure to be in Power Sheet County here at the Grinnell campus with all of you. It's a wonderful turnout. Thanks for taking time out of your day to spend time with all these candidates. I'm sure we're all going to try to be as quick as we can so we don't take too much of your time. So, as Rob said, my name is Frenable, and I'm running for governor. I've never been a politician. I've never run for public office. But as Rob indicated, I have done a few other things over my career. What I'd like to talk about, actually, is why I'm running for governor, to start with. And that's much like you've heard before. You know, we're sitting around, all of us, this last 6 months, this last 9 months, and frankly, I'm amazed at how poorly our governor and our legislature manage our state budget. Sometimes I wonder if they really know what the heck is going on up there. I mean, we had a $900 million surplus 4 years ago, and now we have a $200 to $300 million deficit. That's over $1 billion is gone, and I don't think any of us knows where it is. Does anybody know where it is? It's not in jobs, and it's not in incomes rising. It's in the fertilizer plant, now it's in Apple. You know, some of it's more tax breaks. I mean, really. It's amazing how they don't talk about it, they don't own up to it, and yet we all notice it because it causes them to have to make adjustments and cuts, and all the expenses actually impact people. And then on top of that, during the legislative session, how many different bills did they pass that they really weren't elected to do, that have nothing to do with helping Iowans as people, nothing to do with actually helping business, but everything to do with helping out-of-state special interests. All those bills, almost every single one, is all about special interests. Having never been a politician, I am not beholden to any special interest. I don't know a special interest when I see one, because I don't have one, other than my wife, Charlotte, who's back here in the back. So I want to tell you a little bit about what I've also done differently than just running Yonkers and running Equitable Life of Iowa, helping to fix businesses, make them work better by investing in people, helping people get more training, more support, more direction, more compensation for helping their customers. That's how you build businesses. Frankly, that's how we should build the state. That's what I did at the Department of Economic Development. At the Iowa Power Fund for 4 years, we did projects all across Iowa, renewable fuels, renewable energy, focusing on making sure that Iowa stayed ahead of the curve for wind, for solar, for biodiesel, cellulosic ethanol, all these things that Iowa is good at, to building the strength of Iowa, rather than putting money in a fertilizer plant, which we didn't need, and most of which goes down the water in the rivers anyhow, goes down south of Iowa, or in Apple, which we don't need another data center in Iowa. We need to build Iowa from the bottom up by investing in our strengths. You know what's really important is, it's so easy to stand up here, really, and talk about what you do and what you like to do or what the issues are. The fact of the matter is, as somebody said earlier, it's all about getting things done. When my wife and I spent the last 2 years looking around what was going on in healthcare, she got very involved in mental health. Started volunteering to try to help Broadlands in Des Moines, Broadlands Hospital in Des Moines, the public hospital in Des Moines, try to come up with more beds, which were 50 in beds, and more trained professionals in psychiatric care, which were 47 in the country in that. And she was one of the leaders of that whole effort, bring together a lot of people to support that hospital to do that. And we gave a lot of support to the hospital to actually fund the capital campaign to do that. We stepped up when we saw a need. Similarly, when Planned Parenthood, I actually was on the board of Planned Parenthood for 8 years back in the 80s. I chaired the board for 1 year. I was the chair of the board when we selected Jill June, who ended up being the executive director for Planned Parenthood for 25 years all across the state of Iowa. And during that period of time, she came to me in the 1990s and said, Fred, you know, we're having a problem. Nobody in Dubuque will rent us space. Nobody will sell us a building so we can open a clinic in Dubuque. And we have hundreds of women contacting us and men saying we want to have a facility in Dubuque. They couldn't get one. She came to Fred and Charlotte and, can you help? Well, of course we helped. Pretty soon Planned Parenthood had a new clinic in Dubuque, because we saw a need and we stepped up and helped those people fix the situation in Dubuque. And they have plenty of good service there for hundreds and probably thousands of women for many years. We've also been very involved in environmental issues, air and water quality, all across the state for decades. We've been involved in educational issues across the state for decades. And we've been involved in health and human services issues all across the state for decades. That's how we spend a lot of our time when we're not working full-time or for the state, is helping other people. That's what we need in our state now. We've got a governor and we've got a legislature that only care about putting away tax breaks for businesses, not applying any kind of oversight, any kind of scrutiny to those tax breaks to see if we're getting anything back for those. They apply a lot of scrutiny and a lot of oversight to all the human service and social service programs, and then they cut those because, well, we don't need those. You know, people are whatever. We should take them away. But they don't ever look at those tax credits. I was on a tax credit review panel for the Department of Economic Development for the governor in 2009. We suggested $161 million of tax credit eliminations in 2009. Think what we'd be like if we put that in now. That would have been $160 million a year or more in the state treasury every year since 2009. And instead, we've gotten zero. That was caused by special interests. That's what's caused by politicians worrying about re-election. We need a governor who doesn't care about that stuff, who only cares about Iowans and wants to make sure that we hold big business equally accountable the way we hold individuals accountable. So everybody gets the same treatment, everybody gets the same investments in education and in healthcare so we can move our state forward. That's why I want to run for governor. That's why I want to help all the people in Iowa. And I think we've got a great opportunity to win this election, but all of us Democrats need your support. And I'd love to have as many of you support my campaign as possible. Thank you very much.